when did you come back? Do you recall?
Instead of coming back to the firm in 76, Al Amond, who was chairman of the board of Consumers Power Company, had come to see me at my home in Stockbridge, and we'd talked about my going there. The general counsel at that time was James B. Fallahy, Jim Fallahy. Al was very high on Jim Fallahy, and I think had in mind moving him up in the management of Consumers Power Company, which of course is what happened to Jim. He later on became president of it and so forth. So he was moved up, and I went in as general counsel at Consumers, and I stayed there until my 65th birthday, which was in August of 86, and I retired from Consumers effective September 1st of 86, but they didn't have my successor on board, so at Bill McCormick's request, he was the CEO at Consumers. At his request, I stayed as a consultant until Kenny Smith was able to come aboard, which was in late 86. In fact, I think I didn't really start with the firm here until November of 86. So I've been back almost 4 years now.
I want to point out what I'm doing here so you'll know. This is to index the tape. Little
sure.
Teeny notes to tell people that are going to look at
it. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Raj. Well, let's see. Go back to 1976.
75.
Okay. You're right. Thank you. I had, in the practice of law, had done some litigation in the trial courts. I had also handled appeals. I had handled matters in the Michigan Supreme Court. So I was familiar with the court a bit. A couple of members of the court, I guess, had heard that mine was one of the names under consideration.
Prior to the announcement.
And they didn't hear it from me, and in fact, I don't know where they heard it from. They never indicated, and I never asked. But I remember Chuck Levin was one, and he and I met for dinner in Mason, Michigan, one night, and at his request, and we talked about it, and he told me of the various aspects of it that appealed to him and so forth, and urged that if I had a chance to do it, that I do it. And I met Ted Souris on the highway one day, and he'd heard about it. I didn't know that he'd heard about it, but he heard about it, and he indicated that he thought it might be something that I would enjoy doing, although he had voluntarily left.
He had served when? From 60 to 67 or somewhere then?
I can't tell you the years. I would have thought it was later than that, Raj, but I don't have in my mind the years that Ted Souris served on the court. But I mentioned those just by way of example. I don't recall any member of the court with a Republican background, and that would have been Mary Coleman and John Fitzgerald. Neither of them spoke to me about it that I can recall, and maybe they didn't know what was going on, or what possibly was going on.